Hi, welcome to this week's Digest. It's been a busy week for us at the Impossible Network, as we've had three upcoming guest interviews this week. So this week's Digest is shorter than usual. First up, the podcast we loved, from the team at Real Famous, interviewing Scott Trattner. The conversation with Scott Trattner dates to last year, but has a wealth of insights into the creative mind behind some of the most iconic ads, from Apple to more recently, Facebook. Scott spent years working at the Media Arts Lab for Apple, eventually becoming their executive creative director, and he's behind some of the most well-known campaigns in Apple's history, including the iconic Mac versus PC campaign. Most recently, he was VP and executive creative director at Facebook. It's a fun, insightful episode, and is well worth a listen on your journey to work. Next up, we found this online. This short piece in the conversation provides a thoughtful reflection on our society's preoccupation with the future. The future isn't what it used to be, at least according to the Canadian science fiction novelist William Gibson. In an interview with the BBC, Gibson said people seem to be losing their interest in the future. And I'm quoting, "All through the 20th century, we constantly saw the 21st century invoked. How often do you hear anyone invoke the 22nd century? Even saying it is unfamiliar to us. We've come to not have a future." End quote. I wonder if this is just a matter of the times we're in. It's only the 2020s. If we're still here in the 2060s, maybe the future will consume us again. Next up, recommended to us. It's a video on Vimeo called Be a Lady, they said. Jed Hawes, founder of We Live and Learn, a strategy consultancy in Holland, shared this new provocative video. As Jed says, the short provocative video, wonderfully narrated by Cynthia Nixon and produced for girlsgirlsgirls.com, portrays the pressures of being a lady in our society. We'd all do well to consider how we add to the different pressures on women in society and how we can help break them down. I suspect you might be sharing this one with your friends. And finally, last week's podcast. In case you missed it, it was Ryan Watson, founder of North Brooklyn Farms, a community farm here in Brooklyn, New York. Serendipity brought Ryan and his partner, Henry Sweets, together, unified by their vision of the power of urban farming to improve the health of local communities. They spent 7 years nurturing and building North Brooklyn Farms on the banks of the East River in Brooklyn, nestled under the Williamsburg Bridge. This extraordinary oasis, a gathering place for the local community amid the New York metropolis, recently closed due to real estate development. However, in this two-part episode, we discover that Ryan's vision remains evident in the role and need for urban farming. In part one, we discuss Ryan's upbringing, his education, what influenced him to walk away from a career in corporate law to pursue a love of agriculture and farming, and the genesis of North Brooklyn Farms. In part two, Ryan and I discuss his experience of learnings from running an urban farm and community gathering space for 7 years and the impact the farm had on the community in Brooklyn. Now closed, we discuss his current rural farming adventure at Wild Russet Farms in the Catskills of New York State and how a new generation of millennial farmers could create a more sustainable future beyond industrial agriculture. In this honest and wide-ranging discussion, we also cover his views on education, technology, curiosity, risk-taking, failure, persistence, work ethic, values, and the future. I hope you enjoy the contemplated perspectives, social impact, and community-minded spirit of Ryan Watson. Okay, that's all for this week. Look out for next week's full episode with tech entrepreneur James Clark, which drops Monday. Have a great weekend. If you like the show, please subscribe and ideally give us a 5-star rating and a review because it helps more people find us. Just go to iTunes, Spotify, or your favourite podcast player to listen and subscribe. This show is an Impossible Network production and is produced by Bettina McKaylee and Elaine Castillo-Keller. But for now, be curious, be creative, and seek out serendipity. See you next time.